Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 3B Self Reviews. I'm your host, Courtney Tripp. Tonight is going to be something I don't think I've ever done before. I am doing a fan commentary for the next 30 minutes. So basically what that means is over the last week or so, you guys have sent me your comments, your concerns through DM, email, tweeting me, whatever your choice, and kind of let me know where you stand on some of the storylines on Young and the Restless. So I know that I said that I was going to probably do one on Days. Eventually, I might. I'm not really sure. I haven't really kept up with Days lately, so maybe I'll look into it and get back to you on that. It's not 100% yet because it's kind of like a sticky situation where that's concerned, but I'm going to go ahead and say maybe like in a couple weeks, and I don't really know. Okay, so if for any reason that you're wanting to call in, I want to say first that I'm absolutely welcoming of that, but we're not going to be ugly. We're not going to attack each other. That's a big no-no, and that seems to be something that I've had happen in the past where people want to get ugly and attack other ships and other fan bases, and we're just not going to do that. So I'm going to go ahead and give the guest call in. So the number is 213-943-3387, and again, that number is 213-943-3387. Okay, so let me first off say that I am so appreciative of all of you and all of you that have reached out and been so passionate in your feelings on how the show is going and the direction it's going. I'm extremely impressed with how passionate that you are, and that's something that I think is very important in keeping things going at all, because without it, what do you have? Because you guys, as I've always said, you are what runs the show. You're the ones that make the wheel turn. So when it comes to different ships, I'm trying to be a little bit more transparent where Young and the Restless is concerned. Obviously, I have my opinions on the direction I think that certain things should go. But I've also tried to say, I understand why you feel this way or you feel this way, because you've got your reason. I completely respect that. So I want to say that first and foremost. So let's kind of go down the list here of some of the things that have been brought to my attention with you, your feelings, and amongst other things. So, all right, let's start from the top, okay? So, Philly versus Villy. Okay. Listen, this is a really hot topic, and I get it. It's a big one right now. It's just like a jammy and safe on Days of Our Lives. I completely get the passion. I completely get why there's two different sides. Now, I'm going to express my opinion. You can disagree with it. It's okay. And then I'm going to address what some of you have brought to my attention. My opinion is that they are assassinating Phyllis. I think that her character, Jean is amazing and she can perform anything, but her insecurities and the way that she's presenting herself, you know, the whole I'm trying to cook for him thing, that was just ridiculous. You know, that's not Phyllis. I understand that they're trying to show her trying to be this happy homemaker, but I'm still struggling with the fact that they reunited in 2 seconds. You know, I'm struggling with that because she was just pining after Jack for so long, you know, and trying so hard to get his attention. And now, all of a sudden, boom, she's back with Billy. Now, the fans argue with me on this, and that's fine. But, you know, I just think that the timing of it is wrong, and I think he needs to be with Victoria. Now, people say, oh, they're so boring. Okay, two dogs on a street can have sex, okay? I can't sit here and support this pairing just because they're steamy on screen. That's not, I don't agree with that. I don't think that I just don't get it. Because Billy wanted to be with Victoria. And then all of a sudden, just because she keeps pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, all of a sudden, he's just going to go ahead and get back with Phyllis. Now, I completely understand why some of you, you know, are saying that the Victoria thing is just, it's too much because she's pushed too much. Okay, she has. She's done a lot of pushing, but she's had her reasons. She's been married to the guy before. He's a complete train wreck, and she's got her insecurities where he's concerned. Now, she should either piss or get off the pot, but she hasn't. She was just all wrapped up in it. And I know that in her head she thinks, because I think she believes this. I really do believe that Victoria's like, well, I can have him anytime I want. So, you know, I'll play that game. And I do think that that's kind of what her mentality was, that she could just go back to him whenever she was ready. But then all of a sudden, he decides he wants to be with Phyllis. And all of a sudden, she wants to be with Billy. So, you know, I think that that's a little bit of an assassination in itself. I'm going to go with Billy. I think that Phyllis needs to be with Jack. I liked her with Jack. She was grounded. She was who she needed to be. And I think with Billy, she's reckless. I think she's insecure. I think that she's just not right for him. I think they're just two train wrecks, and they need somebody that's going to stabilize the wreckage. And they can't stabilize each other. That is my opinion. Okay, now I'm going to address some of the things that y'all have said to me. Well, Victoria's boring, or, you know, they're a snooze fest. And then I've been told that you'll end up with whoever you're meant to be with. You'll always find a way back to each other. As I said before, the only reason why they're together is because Jack and Victoria rejected them. I don't think they got back together because they had an option. I think it just kind of fell into place. It just kind of happened. They didn't have anybody else that wanted to pay attention to them because they're both train wrecks. So, you know. And at the end of the day, I already say it. I think that Jack will end up wanting Phyllis back, and I think that eventually they will get back together. And I think that Billy and Victoria will get back together. This little triangle that they're doing is just it's everybody likes a triangle, but eventually you've got to kind of get to the point. And Phyllis already has her insecurities. This whole thing where she's going to be flying into L.A. and crashing their trip, that irritates me. Like, that actually irritates me, you know. And I'm not normally irritated by a character's behavior on a show, but I can't with that. He made it clear what the purpose of it was, the trip was, and she's so insecure because Ashley filled her head with crap, and now she gets on a plane to go surprise him. I just think that's ridiculous. But she's doing it just because she knows in her heart that she's not first choice. And she's not going to be first choice. The only person that ever made her a first choice was Jack. And she screwed him over and over and over again. Now, people would say, why would you want Jack with somebody like that? The answer is, I don't know. I just do. So, moving on. Okay, this is the hot topic. All right. Bear with me. Hold on, I gotta take a breath because this is an intense one. Havon and Dariah. Okay. I want to first say that I am stunned by your passion, in a good way. It's a great thing. You're a lot like the Jamie fan base. Talking to the Havon fan group. You've reached out to me. You've helped promote the show. I've been incredible, and I can't thank you enough. I cannot. There's no way. Here's my opinion. My opinion is that they have created a mess, and Devon are concerned, an absolute atrocious mess, and I've been saying this for the last few months. The constant back and forth with her behavior, the constant forgiveness he gives her when she doesn't deserve it, and the constant conflict and, you know, we're together, we're not, we're together, we're not, we're together, we're not, you know, it's just like, you know. So do I think that Hillary and Devon need to be together? It's going to take some work and some repair, and I'm going to say I don't know. I really don't know. That they've just taken it too far. And they're saying, you know, that, you know, they put Devon with Mariah, and they have put Hillary with Jordan, And it's clear that she's using Jordan. I mean, it's obviously just for a good lay. Let's just be real. But I truly believe that Devon really does care about Mariah. I do. And Mariah cares about him. Now, are they sizzling on the screen, as everybody likes to say? No, they're not. They fizzle out pretty quickly. But Mariah and Devon are on two different levels. They come from two different backgrounds. They're attempting this connection, and I think that it's a big miss. Devon is really broken, and I think that doing the Hamilton and Winters thing is really going to help him kind of refocus and recenter on what he's doing with his life. And I think that Mariah has just kind of been a smooth sail for him and an escape from all the drama with Hillary. Do I think that Devon and Mariah are endgame? No. No, we all know. No, the answer is no. Are Hillary and Devon endgame? More than likely. I absolutely think that there's going to be a lot to repair it, because when you have somebody doing what she's done, you know, tripping Mariah and, you know, all the little scandalous things that she's done, it's really put a damper on my opinion of her as a character. It's really tough to love somebody that's that destructive in every sense of the word. But you can see that she doesn't want to be that. She doesn't want to be this train wreck, this wreckage that can't function. She wants to be able to find stability, and you've been able to see that in her in the last few weeks. But sometimes it's too little too late. You know what I mean? And so my opinion is that I really don't know. I think that it would be best. I think that inevitably it is a soap opera, so things are always going to evolve. But no, I don't think that Mariah and Devon will stay together. Absolutely not. But like I said, the damage with Hillary's character and Devon being so forgiving, I don't know how he's been as forgiving as he has with the things that she's done. The lying, constant lying and deception and, you know, just trying to always one-up somebody all the time. And I think that using Jordan is unfair to him. I think that she just needs to let it go and focus on herself and let things kind of repair with time. So that's just my opinion. When do I not have one of those? So before I even address fan comments, I get it. But you have to understand that once the writers have created this, they've got to realistically bring it back somehow. And it's got to evolve in order to do that. And see, the actors themselves, they're put in a predicament where they have to, basically, they have to face you every day. And they hear it. And that they can't not hear it. You're so loud. And that's beautiful. It's a great thing. But you got to also kind of cut them a little bit slack. And just understand that they're just actors, and they're doing what they're told, and this is their job. And I'm not saying that you guys are attacking, you know, them, but just remember they're human, and this is kind of all part of it. And you can see it in the writing technique that they know that they've created a mess. And even having Devon and Hillary have that little one-night stand, and then they decide they don't want to be together, that was pointless. Pointless. It was just a tease. It was like, you know, hanging a steak in front of a tiger's face. You can't do that. And I thought that was really unfair to do to the Havon fan base. As I've always said, piss or get off the pot. It's just not that hard. And you can see the struggle in the writing. So that's why I think that eventually they will evolve back to Hillary and Devon, but it is going to take a long time. That's just my opinion. But some of your comments that you've sent me, let me go through here. Let's see. You know, that they have so much But you can always see how much love is between them and things of that nature, which I'm kind of seeing it fizzle on Devon's end. It just doesn't look like he really, really feeling it. He's kind of into Mariah right now, I think. Let's see what else we've got. Oh, man. You guys are so hard on Devon and Mariah. That's so funny. I love it, though, because I remember being this person. I remember just absolutely trashing Sammy and Rafe. You want to talk about dead below the waist. Dad did it for me. You know, it's also been brought to my attention with the CBS polls that obviously, you know, whenever they do these polls, they're testing you. It's a marketing technique. They want to see how many of you, even if it's a negative reaction, and I'll say something about that in just a minute, even if it's negative, they like it. They don't care, want you to watch it. So whenever they do these polls, that's another part of the marketing technique. They just want to see how many of you are willing to, you know, respond. And they take that back and they assess that, you know. So always remember that whenever you do online polls or anything of that nature, if you call the hotlines and whatnot, they hear it and they take note to it. You know, and that's something that the actors have said on Twitter. They've tweeted the fans saying, hey, we hear you. We got it. We know you don't like this. Just bear with me here, you know. So speaking of that, for those of you that are just now, you know, tuning into the show these days, because I didn't do Young and the Restless for very long before. All I did was Days of Our Lives. So anytime I talked about Young and the Restless, it was few and far between. But Ken Corday, my buddy, my pal, over at NBC, he had actually made the statement, we want you throwing your sandwiches at the TV. Okay. Number one, I would never throw my food. Ever. You're not ever going to see that happen. Not that angry. Secondly, he wanted people to react negatively or positively when they had EJ cheat on Sammy. The epic pairing of Days of Our Lives, and he destroyed it to get ratings. Well, it backfired, so don't worry, because it did. And I think that Mariah and Devon are backfiring on CBS. And that's because of you. You know, that's because of you. And just remember, they hear you. They know that you're unhappy. And they'll eventually probably do something about it. Eventually. Not really sure. Let's see what else. Okay, so like Brighton said, you know, go easy on us, guys. No matter the story on screen, we and Young and the Restless still love, appreciate, and pay attention to every single one of you. That's true. And you should really give him credit for reaching out and telling you that, because he wants you to enjoy your time every day with him and with the rest of the cast playing these characters. Of course, it's a little bit of a sting, especially when you invested this much time and energy into it. Of course, you have to understand it's out of their hands. They really can't do anything about it. They can. They can absolutely go storming in an office and have something to say, because it's happened. But just understand that's just how it is. And also, someone had mentioned that the ratings were down from last week when Devon and Mariah had sex. Well, we didn't have to see it. That's a plus, right? Mariah's adorable. I mean, I like her with, No, I loved Chloe too much. I can't say that. I liked her with Kevin. You know, I liked the idea of it. But they need to give her somebody that's going to appreciate her in the right ways. And I just don't feel like Devon really knows how. I feel like he's too used to having a Hillary, somebody that's high maintenance and somebody to keep up with. But I think maybe that's why he likes Mariah, because she's down to earth. She's fresh. She's different. I don't know. I'm just playing, you know, playing the part here. I don't know. So moving on to Sharon and Scott. Sharon needs to be happy, and I think that Scott can give her that. And I ship this one publicly. I'm not transparent about this at all. I really think that this would be good for her. I didn't like how they were bouncing him around back and forth, back and forth, back and forth with Phyllis and teasing the idea of Chloe, or now he's bouncing in negatively around Newman with Abby. And I just didn't like the fact that they had Phyllis and Scott almost have sex. That was ridiculous. That was unnecessary. And then 5 seconds later, here's Phyllis jumping in bed with Billy. You know, character assassination 101. Okay. I'm going to do a seminar on that because I have done, I don't know how many shows about character assassination, and Young and the Restless is on one. So, thank God they haven't completely destroyed Sharon right now. They're giving her an opportunity to connect with somebody, and I really appreciate that. And Scott hears her, and their interactions are cute and funny and sweet, and he's interested in her, and he helps her study for the love of God. How do you not support something like that? They're so adorable. And now that Dylan's gone, she's got to be happy with somebody. And it's not going to be Nick, because he's stuck up Chelsea's booty. So, and that's kind of fizzling out. I don't know if anybody else noticed. I'm just kind of like, where are they even at? You know, it's kind of crazy. But either way, you know, kind of looking over the big picture here and, you know, spoilers coming up going on here, big picture. So they go to Hollywood and Brash and Sassy Staff does. And Lily's on a billboard and she's all excited and that's really cool. Victoria's got it in her head that she's going to get Billy back. And, of course, Phyllis is going to crash everything like she always does. And you kind of see Victoria and Billy clicking. And I think that that's eventually, like I said, it's going to evolve back to that. But we have to give that time. And then, of course, let's see, what else? So Kane is just a train wreck right now just because of the fact that he's worried about his little tryst getting exposed and he's trying to get Billy off at Brash and Sassy and pretending to care about Victoria's feelings. And he might actually care about them, but I don't really know. But I think that eventually that needs to come full circle because they're just leaving that in a stiff wind. I think that they've got to either expose it or something else, because him pining and being ridiculous and flipping out and trying to go after all times of his day like he does with Billy, it's exhausting to watch him this way. Ever since, you know, they started doing this whole thing with three of them and Victoria having Brash and Sassy in her possession, it's just, it's ridiculous. Do something different. I'm getting tired of it. I literally flash forward through all this. How do I find my words? It literally baffles me how boring that gets. So, let's see what else we got. Okay, so Neville, what the hell was that? Neil and Devon are going to close a deal on Wednesday, May 17th. Oh, very cool, very cool. Ends up having a run-in with Dina. I'm excited to see that. Ashley's so cool. I love her character so much. And I love everything she does. She's so sassy. And whenever she has this run-in with Dina, that's going to be a must. And that's on Tuesday if you want to check that out. Okay, bouncing back, forward. Rumors going around that Abby's going to have a new love interest. Ding, 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 ding. And then Chelsea's, of course, going to continue on her little rant trying to find Chloe. Exhausting. Getting tired of it. And these rumors about Adam Newman recast, I'm not even going to address it because I'm to the point. I'm fed up. Okay? Either do it or don't. I can't anymore. Cannot. Literally cannot. Really tease this whole Nikki and Jack thing. And I don't get it. Jack and Gloria, their little relationship, whatever you want to call that, meh, I have no feelings about it whatsoever. Gloria's hard not to love. You can't see somebody like her and not feel something because she's hilarious for one. And deep down, she's got this really tender, raw soul. And I really like her a lot. Do I want her with Jack? Absolutely not. But they've always kind of teased the whole Nikki and Jack thing and never really explored it. I don't think Nikki and Victor will ever be done. They will always be a thing. Let's see what else. So coming up, you know, Jack is going to start kind of, he's going to tenderize like meat. He's going to start thinking about the past and he's going to start kind of seeing on where things are. And I think we're going to see a softer side of him coming up. I think he's really bothered by Billy and Phyllis and he just doesn't want to say it. There's no way he's not bothered by that. There's no way. And the fact that he's like, oh, well, you know, talking to Ashley about it and saying, well, you seem more bothered. Bull. You are madly in love with her. Don't be ridiculous. Don't be ridiculous. So I think that also Dina coming back into the picture and trying to have this reconnection with her children, I think that's going to tenderize them as well. So I think the coming weeks are going to be really good. I think overall we might be satisfied as long as they don't drag it out too far. I'd appreciate it if they wouldn't. So, you know, I didn't say any names on some of your comments. I kind of generalized them. And I did that on purpose. I just don't, like I said, we don't do bullying. And we don't pick on each other and we're not ugly. You know, you can have a difference in opinion without being hateful. Okay, kids? Mom's trying to evolve into a better person. And so far, so good. But, you know, next week, I think that we will we'll see where the week goes. I think that we'll have a lot to talk about. But if you want to do more of these, let me know. If you want to do guest spots, I welcome it. I used to do guest spots all the time even after I started 3 Week Sup Reviews. When I was on Let's Go Back in Time, I did guest spots all the time. So don't hesitate to ask. And the way that I do that is that if you feel like you have an expert opinion on something and you want to chime in, absolutely, I'm all for it. Go for it. Give me a shout, DM me, say, hey, I want a guest spot. And you can be a guest commentator anytime you like. I do just kind of like a bit of an interview process, just kind of see where you sit in your knowledge and things like that. But I do everything raw. I don't like scripting. It's not my thing. I don't expect you to be scripted. And that's something else that I think that people appreciate is raw honesty and going forward with an open mind into whatever the fans want to hear. And the fans obviously want to hear an honest opinion, not transparency, oh, I don't have one kind of a thing. So I absolutely condone it. So if you want to, any of you, and I know a couple of you have asked in the past about it, yeah, I'm always open to that. So let's see. So I will be good on coming on air the next, I believe, I want to say 2 or 3 Sundays. I'm going to be for sure be on air at 5:30. I won't ever have to air late. It's just about, you know, scheduling in a certain window, making it happen that way. So I appreciate you all so much. And we're going to have a Q&A tonight. It's Mother's Day, so we've had a big festivity, so I'm having to send everybody away here in the next hour or so. But after that, I'll have a sit-down with you guys and do some Q&As. I love it. I love your questions, and I love interacting with you guys every day. It is such a blessing, and I love you all so much. And your support for me coming from NBC to CBS has absolutely been phenomenal, and I can't thank you enough for all the love and support that you've shown me. I will see you guys next Sunday, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, and we'll do our Q&A tonight. Bye.